Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's right. That's where it is. That's where we are in the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm excited that Dr. Tim Irwin's back on the show. Tim is an author, a speaker. He's an authority on leadership development, which is what we talk about all the time on the show. His one book that I think maybe his first one, Run with the Bulls, Without Getting Trampled, and his new book is called Derailed. It's all about what happens when leadership fails to lead. And he's our good friend, Tim. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Tim, talk to us about what you've been thinking about lately. I know you've got some things on your mind.
Jim, I am writing a new book, and that's always on my mind. But I tell you what's really been on my mind the last few weeks. And I've been thinking, you know, we're in a mess. Our country's in a mess. Business is in a mess. And I've been trying to think, how do we get out of this? How do we get out of this mess we're in? And I think your listeners are a key part of that solution because they're small business leaders. And we all know that most of the jobs that are going to be created over five to 10 years are by small business.
Exactly.
And that's why your program is so important, and that's why your listeners, I think, play a key role. So I've been asking myself, what do small business leaders need to do to get us out of the mess we're in?
Well, talk to us about that, because you'll be interested to know that in the previous hour, I was lamenting the fact that there was no Academy Award for small businesses last night. You know, in the Academy Awards, you know, we should be getting an award for the way we behave in the marketplace, the way small business owners behave in the marketplace. There should be more recognition. But you know, Tim, if you go to Washington, all small business owners get from either side really is lip service. Especially, you know, the president pulls together an economic summit and basically doesn't invite any small businesses there.
Jim, that's exactly right. And look, I'm not a political pundit, and I'm not here to.
Notice I didn't say Democrat or Republican.
Exactly, and I agree with that. By the way, although I will have to say that this present administration, despite their words, I don't think in their actions is serving business well.
They have. You're exactly right.
The regulations they're creating,
the tax situation,
the capital markets, all the things they're doing make it harder to run a business.
And they've done nothing for small businesses.
Exactly, nothing. And it may be fine to have Jeff Immelt, you know, be the head of this economic council and all that sort of thing, but he runs GE, and
that's not helping the Main Street, is it?
It's really not. It's not helping us at all. But I've been thinking, you know, hey, it's really not up to Washington in the first place. It's up to us.
Right.
I mean, we are small business people. And what do we got to do? One of the things that, as you know, I'm a student of leadership, and I think what's called for today is courage. Now, courage is a worn-out word, but I think courage is what's called for to get us out of this mess. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is the conviction that what we want to do is more important than the object of our fear. There's all kinds of reasons to be fearful today. I mean, just look at this mess over in the Middle East. We worry about the price. The price of oil affects all of us. If you run a dry cleaners, if you have a trucking business, whatever, the price of oil is a huge thing. And so there are all kinds of reasons to be fearful. But courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is the determination that comes from a conviction we ought to move forward. And I think that's what we as small business people need to do, is have courage to move forward.
I believe, here's the thing. I know for a fact, and you know too, that there's no shortage of courage on Main Street. Small business owners work against all odds. They create things from whole cloth every day against all odds. And when I say all odds, I mean all odds. The only thing that's not in jeopardy maybe is our lives, but everything else we put on the table, everything else is up for grabs. And so there's no shortage of courage, but I'd like to know what you think we should be courageous about. Give us some specific things you think we should be courageous about.
Well, if I listen to my fear, I would not try and expand my business right now. I would just kind of hold my cards closed. I would just kind of keep things. I wouldn't be hiring people. I wouldn't start a second dry cleaners. I wouldn't add a truck to my line. I mean, those are the kinds of things I probably wouldn't do. But I think it's time to step forward. I love Ray Kroc. You know, he was the founder of McDonald's. Yep. And basically started with one restaurant. And back in the 60s, we were in a terrible recession. And Harry Sorenbaum was his chief financial advisor and said, Ray, we got to scale back. And the famous line Ray Kroc said is, hell's bells, Harry. Now's the time we got to pump money into this thing. And when times turn good, that's when we'll make an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now we know that, you know, I think 17 cents out of every fast food dollar on the planet is spent at McDonald's.
Right.
And so I think one of the things that we have to do is we have to make decisions to start hiring people. We have to start making decisions to add that additional plant or add that other dry cleaners or add that other truck or whatever it means for our specific business. And that's hard to do.
What it is, because a lot of those additions, a lot of that expansion requires capital. And what's happening right now is the capital is still not flowing all that well. And not only that, but the surveys that the studies that we report on every month on the show indicate that small business owners aren't interested in borrowing money. They not only do they have their capital borrowing needs met, they actually don't want to borrow any money. And so they're not.
Well, I understand that. And that's the second thing I think is called for right now.
That's the point you're making is that they're not doing that. But their prudence is dictating that. Prudence is apparently is trumping courage.
Well, I think that's right. And what the second thing I think is called for among all of us who are small business owners, and that includes you and me and your listeners, is I think there's a fierce determination. In other words, to succeed, and that's one of the characteristics I've observed about leaders that are successful, is they have a fierce willfulness. In other words, they have a determination that says, despite the conditions, I'm going to move forward. And that's very difficult because maybe people don't want to borrow money or can't borrow money, but fierce determination is where resourcefulness comes
right.
from. And I think
right.
resourcefulness is what is called for in these kinds of times.
Well, I tell you what I want to do. When we come back after this break, I've got some things I want to bring up to you and see what you think about some ways that I think small business owners could be a little more courageous and serve their prudence and serve their discipline and serve the facts on the ground in front of them. And it's all about where is my company going to be a year or 5 years from now? Never mind all the other stuff. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Tim Irwin. His book is called Derailed. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.